seems to me that a daily devotional life is a ratification of that life decision to follow Jesus Christ.
Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. That verse that I've just given you is not something I made up. That's from Deuteronomy 33:27 in the Old Testament. And perhaps I'm talking with somebody today who doesn't feel that he or she has a refuge. Wouldn't you like to make the eternal God your refuge and know then that underneath are the everlasting arms? You can do that. He wants you just to come to him, put your trust in him, repent, and start doing what he says. My talks this week are going to be on the subject of devotion. Not exactly on the subject of devotions, plural, but the whole idea of devotion, which of course includes what we usually think of as devotions, morning devotions, evening devotions, an act of reading the Bible, being quiet with God, praying. Whatever your definition of devotions is, I don't know, but the word devotion means set apart, dedicated by a solemn act, given up wholly, or even addicted. Think about that. The word devotion can mean addicted. To addict is to attach oneself personally to a master, to give oneself over utterly to another power. We hear about many different kinds of addictions nowadays, don't we? And very often the subject is discussed as though there were no human choices involved, as though this is just something that happened. I don't think it is. Addictions of any kind involve our wills, and we are free to choose either to attach ourselves or not to attach ourselves, to give ourselves over to another power or not to give ourselves over to another power. But devotion to Christ should be an irrevocable decision. It perhaps, well, not perhaps, it is definitely the most important decision you'll ever make, to attach yourself to him as a master. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:4, a soldier on active service will not become entangled in civilian affairs. He must be wholly at his commanding officer's disposal. That is devotion. It's a transfer, a surrender, a non-returnable final act of commitment. Do you remember when Jesus called two fishermen named Simon and Andrew? He simply said, "Come and follow me." And Simon and Andrew left their nets at once and attached themselves personally to Jesus Christ. Now, this is the sort of commitment that we talk about every day on Gateway to Joy. Not merely a religious program, but a program in which I try to link everything I say to the Word of God, to the authority of Jesus Christ, and to the kind of difference that Jesus Christ should make in our lives if we are really addicted to him. There are many programs that would be called inspirational or motivational. If somebody tells me that my program is inspirational, I really don't consider that a very high compliment, because inspiration is a rather feeble word. Inspiration, to inspire, is literally from the original words that mean to breathe into. If we're talking about the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God himself, then, of course, that is what we want to talk about on Gateway to Joy. But very often people use the word inspirational, meaning it made me feel good. I know that many of these programs don't make you feel good, many of my programs. We're talking about radical stuff here. Unpopular demands, life-changing concepts, because we're talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, glorious Savior of the world, Creator of the world, lover of souls. He calls us. People sometimes ask me, how did you become a missionary? What was it that confirmed your call to the mission field? And I find it hard to answer that question because there were so many factors throughout my early life that made it almost inevitable to me to be a missionary. I wanted to be one. I prayed that I would be. I was thrilled when I believed that God had called me. But I came across a little poem that sort of says it all. I heard him call, "Come follow." That was all. My gold grew dim. My soul went after him. Who would not follow if they heard him call? Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, was breathing out threatenings and slaughter, the Bible says, against the disciples of Christ. He was on his way to arrest Christians. Talk about an about face. You remember what happened when Paul was on the road to Damascus? There was a light that shone from heaven. He was struck to the ground, and he heard a voice that said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Well, who was he persecuting? He was persecuting Christians. But Jesus identifies himself with those Christians, showing us that the way we treat each other is the way we are actually treating Christ. Saul recognized the authority of that voice, and his response was, "What do you want me to do, Lord?" Now, please understand, I'm not merely, I hope, interpreting the scripture. Somebody was alarmed by a certain verse that a man quoted, and he said, "Oh, I hope that interpretation is wrong." And the man said, "That's not an interpretation, that's a quotation." And the call does come to us today. Jesus calls us. What is your answer? We have an individual choice, don't we? God has created us with the power to choose. That is one of his great gifts to us human beings. Will you choose to be devoted to Jesus Christ? If so, and I certainly hope that that is your choice today, then I would strongly recommend that you do arrange to have what is usually called devotions. A little period of time in the morning, perhaps starting with 5 or 10 minutes, which might mean you have to get up 5 or 10 minutes earlier. Read a few verses from the Bible. Read a spiritual book if you want to, but I would recommend most highly that you stick with the Bible in your devotional time. Read the book of John. If you've never read anything in the Bible, I would suggest that you start with one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. If you want the shortest of the Gospels, try Mark. It's a wonderful book, just packed with stories of Jesus, with miracles, with his relationship with people. Things like that are helpful. You can put one of them on the sink in the bathroom or in the sink in the kitchen and just look at it while you're doing something else. But for devotions, try reading your Bible and praying. Just get down on your knees for those few minutes. Do you read the Bible as though you're a soldier receiving instructions, orders from a superior? That's the way we should read it. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Then we need to listen. We need to be silent before God. It's amazing what silence will do. Sometimes very difficult situations, which we may be facing during the coming day, will become so much clearer and perhaps less threatening if we just spend a minute or two quietly before God. It seems to me that a daily devotional life is a ratification of that life decision to follow Jesus Christ. Here I am, Lord, all yours. What do you want me to do? How can I serve you today? Thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Most of you know the Lord's Prayer, I suppose. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That was the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples to pray, a good one to use. And then I'd like to close with this little poem that expresses what it means to surrender your will to God. Lord, here I hold within my trembling hand this will of mine, a thing which seemeth small, and only thou, O Christ, canst understand how, when I yield thee this, I yield mine all. It hath been wet with tears and stained with sighs, clenched in my grasp till beauty it hath none. Now, from thy footstool where it prostrate lies, the prayer ascendeth, let thy will be done.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.